This is a CHOY News Update. Hold on to your garden shears. The Nanaimo Horticulture Society celebrated its 80th anniversary at Mafeo Sutton Park last weekend, inviting gardeners and green thumbs of all stripes to participate and have fun. The event took place Sunday, August 23rd, and featured worm compost demonstrations, plant propagation workshops, plant and seed vendors, and more, with master gardeners on site to answer questions. Connie Kuramoto, president of Nanaimo's Horticulture Society, spoke about connecting with the public.
We really like to share our knowledge, you know, and our excitement about growing gardens and our excitement about growing plants. And so this is a great excuse and a great opportunity to do so, you know, to show people what we're doing, see if they're interested.
Alongside workshops and vendors, the anniversary featured a showing of fruits, vegetables, and flowers grown by members in a parlor show. Kuramoto spoke about some of the workshops on offer.
I'm doing a propagation workshop. And so what people will be doing is they're welcome to actually participate. And so they will actually go home with a plant that they have propagated. We've got a worm bin demonstration where we'll talk about the benefits of worm composting, because you can worm compost even if you're just in an apartment.
Kuramoto explained that worm composting is not just for larger gardens, but can be used for many smaller applications, from soil for houseplants to balcony flowers, making the practice accessible for anybody without a backyard. Worm composting is also known as vermicomposting, and castings from the worms are an excellent source of nutrient-rich organic fertilizer. The society also partners with Growing Opportunities Farm Community Cooperative, an organization Kuramoto said provides opportunities for children, seniors, and people with different abilities to participate in farming. The Horticultural Society has deep roots in Nanaimo, with a long history of supporting horticultural education at Vancouver Island University through scholarships over the years. The society has currently 80 members. Membership had climbed to 200 in prior years, but Kuramoto says the COVID-19 pandemic saw a decline in membership for the group. Some members have been part of the society for over 50 years, and the addition of younger new members has led to the revival of many old traditions such as parlor shows, open garden tours, and field trips. Kuramoto says the society welcomes new members with open arms.
Sometimes it seems like, oh, horticultural society is kind of intimidating, like it's some kind of formal thing, but we're just a bunch of gardeners who, you know, love to share our experiences with other gardeners. So we welcome, you know, new people. And anyone can show up for a meeting. We accept guests at all of our meetings by donation.
Kuramoto added that society has changed over the 8 decades it's been active, depending on the interests and energy of its memberships and community.
The common denominator is that they love to share their knowledge. They just love sharing what they've learned through experience or through schooling. They just love to share it. And that's what's kept them going.
Vice President Kitty Chadwick is relatively new to the society, only joining its board this year. She explained her connection to gardening is multi-generational.
I've always been a gardener. I kind of describe myself as a granny-trained gardener because my grandmother's taught me how to garden, and that I've always been interested.
Chadwick said she discovered the Horticultural Society through one of its workshops and started joining as a way to turn her longtime hobby into something she can do with the community. She commented on the community's participation at Sunday's event.
Today has been amazing. It's just really fun. Like, we have one of the members' granddaughters is here, and she just entered something into the parlor show that she's growing. And it's really just a fun way to, what are you growing in your yard, and sharing and talking about gardening.
Professionals offered advice at a gardening master's clinic during Sunday's event. Mike O'Neill, president of the Vancouver Island Master Gardener Association, shared some of what was covered.
Practical advice on vegetable gardening, flower gardening, soil conditions, pests, diseases, anything like that. And we have plenty of resources here to be able to look things up that we might not know offhand. We have had a lot of questions at our clinic today. We're holding a clinic, a five-hour clinic here today, and offering free advice. So it's been pretty productive for us.
With the society celebrating its 80th birthday, Kuramoto wants to see it continue to get people in Nanaimo interested in connecting with the environment through gardening.
I hope that the Nanaimo Horticultural Society continues to light that spark under people, that is that spark of excitement about our relationship with the natural world, with the soil and with the plants and with the environment.
Further information on the society and its future is available on their official website. For CHY Nanaimo, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.